else had made that first call on me. So I always say that as long as I remember January 8th, that is how long I will remain sober. The age-old question in AA is which came first, the neurosis or the alcoholism? I like to think I was fairly normal before alcohol took over. My early life was spent in Baltimore, where my father was a physician and a grain merchant. My family lived in very prosperous circumstances, and while both my parents drank, sometimes too much, neither was an alcoholic. Father was a very well-integrated person, and while mother was high-strung and a bit selfish and demanding, our home life was reasonably harmonious. There were four of us children, and although both of my brothers later became alcoholic, one died of alcoholism, my sister has never taken a drink in her life. Until I was 13, I attended public schools with regular promotions and average grades. I have never shown any particular talents, nor have I had any really frustrating ambitions. At 13, I was packed off to a very fine Protestant boarding school in Virginia, where I stayed 4 years, graduating without any special achievements. In sports, I made the track and tennis teams, I got along well with the other boys, and had a fairly large circle of acquaintances, but no intimate friends. I was never homesick, and was always pretty self-sufficient. However, here I probably took my first step toward my coming alcoholism by developing a terrific aversion to all churches and established religions. At this school, we had Bible readings before each meal, and church services 4 times on Sunday. And I became so rebellious at this that I swore I would never join or